Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Hi, Larry Kreider here with my friend Merle Shank, and we're talking about leadership today. And there's often that simplistic thing that we can find and we can do that will make all the difference in the world when it comes to leadership.
Yeah, Larry, you have so much experience in leadership. Talk to us about teams. You know, before, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about teams, but now talk, you know, what are the different roles in a team?
Sure. Well, teamwork is so powerful, so important. Obviously, Jesus had teams and Paul had teams, and in the New and Old Testament, they always had teams. And but there's, I found, I didn't know this, by the way, when I was a young leader. I wish I would have known. Because when I realized there's three roles on a team and made all the difference in the world. Now, let me tell you what I did wrong first. Okay. I thought there's this one role. We're all on a team, and it kind of works out, and we all love Jesus, and we pray, and somehow it all works out. I didn't realize, both from Scripture and from practical experience, that there needs to be different roles on the team. So I'll give you an example of how it went wrong for us.
Okay.
We started a new church. And we said we had six leaders, and we're all doing this together, and it was great. It seemed great.
So like co-equal leadership.
The buck doesn't stop with anyone.
Sounds good.
With God, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so I remember one Sunday we had to decide who's going to preach. We couldn't decide. So Merle, nobody preached. It was crazy. And finally, the people, there were about 50 people in this church. I remember we met somebody's in their living room in their house, and their kitchen of the house, and they said, "Will you please decide, leaders, six of you, decide how you're going to lead. This is not going anywhere fast, you know." And then we began to realize in Scripture, and got some mentors, some help, you know, from outside, that there are three roles in every team.
What are those three roles?
Okay, first of all, there's the primary leader. God always calls somebody. Mm. You know, God called Moses, and Moses said, "We need someone, you know, I'm going to leave, to take my place, Joshua, who will lead the people out." There's always the primary leader, Old Testament, New Testament. Then there's always the supportive leaders. Leaders of teams, Paul and Silas and Timothy, you know, he always had a team. Jesus had the 12, had the three, as the supportive leaders. Then there's the team players. I mean, everybody should see themselves as a type of leader. A leader is an influencer. So they're the team players. And I found if you can get clarity as to who is in each role on a team, it makes all the difference. Yeah. So if I'm going someplace overseas, wherever, and I'm walking into a room where there's people who are on a team, I want to find out right away, where do I fit?
Right, because I've noticed that you do that well.
Like, well, thank you.
You kind of wear different hats.
You have to do that.
Depending on where you go or what.
Well, here's what messes people up. Some people think I'm a leader, and because I'm a leader, like I'm the bishop or I'm the whatever, everywhere I go, people should listen to me. Not necessarily. Sure, there should be respect for leadership. But when there's a team, you go and find where you fit on that team. And there's really a fourth role, Merle.
Okay, yeah.
The fourth role really is, and I find myself in this role often, is like an advisor, a mentor, somebody outside the team, there to help the team.
Right.
So when you go through a crisis, there's someone to look to.
So an external advisor, someone speaking in from the outside, or there's several people really could be good to have that speaking in from the outside.
Exactly.
Just
now back
to
my
walk through things.
Yeah, back to my story. Amazing thing is things did change in a positive way after we all realized we need to know in the initial team when we first applied to the church. We realized that God had called me to be the primary leader. Another close friend of mine, brother of mine, the Lord, was the supportive leader, and the rest were team players. And then things began to change, and we started to grow and into hundreds and thousands, a couple thousand people. But we not made that change,
that
we would have been going nowhere fast.
Yeah, so talk to somebody who is out there, and they're not sure exactly how their team is gelling together.
Yeah.
How do you talk about this? I know it can be intimidating for like a primary leader sometimes to be like, well, how do you help people recognize that they're supportive leaders or that they are, you know, a team player, a strong team player, or how, you know, talk to the person who's a supportive leader, who has a primary leader, who is afraid to take leadership.
Right.
Like, they don't want the buck to stop with them, because that can be something,
too. Oh, yeah, it happens often.
You know,
often, insecurities and all those things. I've been there, done that.
Trying to push decisions off on everybody else, because you don't want to be the end responsible one to take that make or break decision.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, if that's you, then you need to have the talk. you need to have the talk with the people on your team.
Have the talk.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to talk about it. There are three roles of leadership. And if that doesn't work, you say, you know, we're just all entwined. This thing is not working. Please get outside help. Hmm. Find, ask God for someone outside that all of you trust that can come in and help you walk through these processes. I mean, various times in my life, I couldn't handle it myself. I needed people outside. And
so
now,
good.
I've been privileged now to do that with lots of other teams around the world.
Right.
And honestly, the reason I do that is I know what it's like not to have that kind of person.
Wow, yeah,
so we need,
awesome.
There's really the three roles, yes. Primary leader, supportive leader, team player. But also there's the outside. You've been in all three. You've been leadership, you know, in South Africa, you've been in leadership here in USA, and talk to us about what you learned.
Well, I mean, just, you know, a lot of the similar principles of just having to know, like, okay, when I'm in this environment, I'm wearing this hat.
That's right.
I'm fulfilling this role. When I'm in this environment,
right.
I'm an advisor. When I'm in this environment, I'm a strong team player, and not trying to push my way kind of thing, but what hearing, and that's one thing too, I think that's important, is to ask for what you need from people in order to be a good leader.
That's
so,
right.
So, hey, I need to hear the vision
mm-hmm.
of where we're going.
Yeah.
I want to hear the primary vision carrier's vision.
Yeah.
And then I know how to slot into that.
You know, I
can slot into that as a strong supportive team player or whatever.
And if the primary leader isn't really good at coming up with vision, maybe that's not who you are, then ask someone on your team to help you do that. It doesn't mean you're not that good leader or you're not the leader, but you can, others on the team can help you do that. I have people help me do that. It's fantastic. And it's just that we got to be secure in knowing who we are in Christ. It's, you know, our significance comes from knowing the Lord and He knows us.
That's really
comes down. It's a security issue often, but it's also a lack of understanding issue. If we don't understand there are three roles on a team, plus a fourth role, somebody outside on every team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're coaching basketball, you know, running a business, you know, whatever. These simple principles apply to every realm of life.
So one other thing I'm thinking, just quickly, maybe this is a topic for another video,
but
is, you know, sometimes there's this whole, you mentioned a word, insecurity.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really important to kind of talk about that. And how do you build security? Because insecurity can break down a team where people want to try and own their contribution instead of saying, I'm laying this, I'm giving this away.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being a part of a bigger whole kind of thing. And, you know, when people are kind of possessive of their contribution, like, well, that was my idea, and that person took my idea, you know, that kind of thing.
We've got to get their place.
Damage the team.
So exactly.
How do you build security?
Yeah.
What do you do to build those relational dynamics as a team so you all trust each other and recognize you're moving together?
Well, first of all, we each of us individually need to find our security in Christ.
We have to.
We've got to know our security comes from, we're loved by God. Jesus, in John 13, you know, he came to the upper room. The Bible's real clear. He knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He knew where he came from. He knew where he's going.
Yeah.
And we just have to have that security. And I've learned that if I have ideas, they're God's ideas anyway.
Yeah.
And I probably, without even knowing it, read about it somewhere, heard somebody else say it and forgot. You know, and might think it's my idea. It's probably, that could happen to you too. And you think it's your idea. It might be, but it might be it come from some other place. If we can realize, except for the grace of God, we never get any ideas. And so God gives us by His grace ideas that will change the world, and then we share those ideas. But then, if we're the primary leader, we share those ideas and we see how the team responds to it. I find a team as a primary leader, when I'm in a setting where I'm leading a team, I find the team will help me with the timing, Merle, the timing of seeing that fulfilled. Because often I think it should happen today, and well, maybe it's next week, and maybe it's 10 years. I mean, I've been involved in visions that took 20 years, you know, to be released.
Right.
So the team helps me. And a team must all know they're valued in the setting they're in.
Yeah.
I try hard, by God's grace, to value people that are on teams. That I don't always do it well, but I do my best to do that. And I see you doing the same. So we value them, and we value people who are different than us, and the ideas are different than our ideas.
Yeah.
You can't do everything people say, But together, there's often one little piece. Sometimes I'm leading a team, and someone will say something, I think, that's off the wall. But it's often one little piece that I needed, and we needed together to make it a more effective vision.
Yeah, so that's, and really, that I think that really answered that whole question well of how do you build security, is letting everybody know how valued they are in the team. And even if their contributions aren't always like taken and run with, but that, hey, you know, we're building this together, and that every one of you, God has deposited in each one of you parts to make this work and accomplish his vision.
Yeah, you know, I look back in 50 years of leadership, I've led so many different teams over the years, and the reality is without, when I look back now, I see there's such valuable insights every person has had into all these different teams in different parts of the world. Wow. And that's what made, that's what really has made it work.
Awesome. Great. So talk to us, just maybe, can you pray for us?
I'd love to pray for the audience here.
You know, building teams and going through that hard work of establishing relationships, figuring out how they run, figuring out who they are, what role they fulfill a team, or maybe you're on different teams and you recognize, oh, wait, you know, I've been trying to be this in this team, but really I'm fulfilling a different role than I expected. Go ahead.
I want to pray. Before I do that, I'm going to do one more thing, and that is this. If you're on a team right now and you're leading a team, you need to value the people on the team, as Merle said. Well, I agreed. Secondly, if you're a supportive leader, your role is to really be a supportive leader and to really honor that team leader. And thirdly, if you're a team player, you say, I'm on the team, you need to realize that your role is very important. You're there to support the supportive leaders and the key leader, like in Acts 15, it was James, and then it was the elders, you know, and then it was, you know, all these leaders together, the congregation, they work together. We need to honor the people whom we serve. So in Jesus' name, I pray for grace over you as a leader. If you're a primary leader, I pray for grace and wisdom over your life today, that God, our God, would use you powerfully and to value the team he's given you, and to find those outside of yourself who could give you the insights that you need to help you with the team, and that every level of teamwork would be honored and blessed in the name of Jesus. And I pray especially for young leaders, may the grace of God be on you powerfully, and may you have great courage today. Realize that God wants to use you and your team, the team that he builds around you and with you, to change the world in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.